Wetware Media presents The Quantum Screen, The Enigmas of Modern Physics and a New Model of Perceptual Consciousness. Written by Samuel Avery and narrated by River Canoff. Copyright 2017 by Samuel Avery. This recording is copyright 2017 by Wetware Media. For more information about Wetware Media and to browse our catalog of audiobooks, please visit wetwaremedia.com. That's WETWAREMEDIA.com. A note to the listener. We're excited that you're about to dive into Samuel Avery's exceptional book, The Quantum Screen, which presents an entirely new paradigm that sheds fresh light on consciousness, one of the deepest human mysteries. Avery is a unique and rigorous thinker, and he references aspects of physics to illustrate his reasoning. While you don't need to understand the theorems he shares to fully appreciate his message, we encourage you to try to explore the physics presented if you are not already versed in the topic. If you find it would be helpful to have a more graphic and pictorial explanation of the ideas in this book, we have also published Dimensions Within: Physics and the Structure of Consciousness, an interactive audiovisual book created by Avery. This interactive book uses a combination of written text, animated videos, talking videos, and audio to provide a detailed, step-by-step explanation of the physics supporting his model of consciousness. Dimensions Within: Physics and the Structure of Consciousness is available for Kindle devices at Amazon.com and for iOS devices at the Apple iBook Store. We appreciate your interest in Avery's groundbreaking work and hope you enjoy listening to The Quantum Screen. Foreword. Samuel Avery is one of those rare individuals who changed the world by discovering something about how it works and sharing that discovery with all of us. He's been thinking and writing about consciousness for many years, and with each new book he writes, his thinking becomes more refined. In The Quantum Screen, his most recent offering, Sam covers tremendous intellectual ground, brilliantly combining physics and a spiritual view of consciousness. As with his other books, Sam insists on including the physics that support his theory regarding the dimensional structure of consciousness. In this book, he makes an extra effort to explain the direct linkage between physics and consciousness. My experience with Sam reminds me of the Buddhist aphorism, "When the student is ready, the master appears." I began an email correspondence with Sam after discovering two of his early books, The Dimensional Structure of Consciousness and Transcendence of the Western Mind, which I found inspiring, challenging, and wholly unique. While writing his next book, Buddha and the Quantum, he invited me to participate in an online group that would review and comment on his writing. I had the great fortune of spending time with him in person while he was touring the West Coast to promote Buddha and the Quantum. I invited him to my home while he was passing through Southern California. We broke bread together and spent quality time sitting in my backyard, sipping good Kentucky bourbon and smoking fine cigars. We talked late into the night about the connection between physics and consciousness. It was an enjoyable and mind-expanding visit. Although Sam is unassuming in person, he's one of our foremost thinkers on consciousness. He asks us to consider an alternative way of looking at things we thought we understood. Before Copernicus, we believed the Earth was the center of the universe. Now we know better. Before Einstein, we believed energy and mass were separate and distinct aspects of the universe. However, with this famous equation E equals mc squared, we've come to understand that they are not only the same, but interchangeable. Before listening to The Quantum Screen, you may imagine that science and spiritual matters are separate entities. After listening, you will likely have an entirely different perspective. I sincerely believe that history will place Sam alongside the likes of Copernicus and Einstein. It's been a pleasure to watch his thinking evolve to the razor point on display in The Quantum Screen. When Sam Avery came to my house several years ago, it marked a turning point in my intellectual life. Now, Sam is knocking at your door. It's your turn to invite the master into your home. This book will expand your mind and broaden your understanding not only of what consciousness is, but how it works. Listen and be changed forever. Stephen Haig.